All right, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome all of you today. We're so glad that you're with us. I was telling them, don't worry about the one that may be out of the liquid. It's like a kerosene thing, I think, in there. But anyway, so we want to welcome all of you today. And we are glad that you are with us on this 15th Sunday after Pentecost. And we have come to enter into the Lord's presence and experience God's grace today. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about how when we face life, the tightrope of life, we thank God that there's a safety net of God's love and concern that is there with us through it. And so we'll be talking a little bit about that. I'm kind of excited about that message this morning. So as we begin, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and never shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Let's join together there for our call to worship. Let us join and worship our steadfast God.
We gather with thankful songs of praise.
As the hills surround Jerusalem,
so God surrounds his people now and always.
Look to God no matter what you are facing or feeling.
God is like a mountain, rock solid.
Lift your praise to the Lord. Well, let's join together this morning and sing that hymn that I believe is so fitting for today, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms this morning. 452. We're doing three verses.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, leaning, good from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, I'm leaning on the everlasting. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arm. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arm.
Let's join together there for our opening prayer. Lord God, you call us to work with you to create a fairer and more peaceful world. May this Labor Day weekend inspire us with the courage of our foremothers and forefathers to come together in hope, sacrifice, and unity, knowing you watch over us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And let's join together. Oh, you can be seated. And we're going to join together there. Hymn number 13, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. And we're going to just sing the first two verses there this morning. Our kids to come on down this morning.
Each one of us. So there's a sense that God's presence is kind of like giving us a hug. And is with us in everything in life. So some days when we have sad days, and those are not fun days, are they? Sad days are not very fun. But we can remember that God loves us and that God is watching over us and surrounds us like a hug. So the next time maybe you have a sad day, remember, God's arms are around you, giving you a hug, just like mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, or whoever else. Okay? Just like what? Yeah, like sisters and brothers. That's right. That's right. Yes. Even sisters and brothers can give us hugs. All right? But yes, yes, they can too. All of them, yes. Is Miss Rhea going to take them? Or, okay, so you can go on downstairs this morning and with Miss Rhea,
and I'm sure you'll be doing some exciting things down there. So we want to go to prayer this morning, and maybe you have a prayer or a joy or concern that you would like to share before we go to prayer today.
It's the Anderson family. They're from Dallas Center, Ohio. I work with Keith, his brother, the pastor.
Okay. Yes, we do. And just while I'm thinking about it, how's Cameron doing? Yes, yes, exactly. And we definitely want to keep him in our prayers. He was in that car accident a few weeks ago, and we had prayed for him then. And yes, I've been thinking about him. I'm glad we got an update today with him. Someone else.
I have two.
Okay. Okay, so we definitely want to keep Greg and Linda in our prayers. And
our friend Jeanette passed away from our class. And so the young baby.
What is it?
Young.
Okay. So we want to remember the Young family in our prayers. One of her classmates passed away, so. Okay. Okay, so we want to remember the Lamb family with the loss of that loved one.
My granddaughter is in the hospital. She's having a really good blood pressure. Her blood pressure is high. And
okay, what's her first name?
Chelsea.
Thank you.
Chelsea.
Oh, Chelsea. Okay. All right. So high blood pressure. We want to remember Chelsea in our prayers. And yeah.
Jason, I forgot I have one other. Husband of a friend of mine, Keith Cup, he's been due to have a kidney transplant. They postponed the surgery twice because of COVID concerns. They have a donor, but it keeps getting postponed. He really needs to get this done. So just prayers for this thing to finally
Okay, so we want to pray for Keith this morning then. Lift him up. Was there another hand? Did I miss one? Oh, go ahead. Thank God for that. Yeah. Wow. Yes. Just to give an update, she had mentioned Carol and the blockage. They put a stent in. She was doing fine, but then she had a blood clot. And so she had to stay a little bit longer, but she is home now. They're probably managing that with medicine and so forth. But I think we want to keep her in our prayers as she is recovering from that blood clot. Because sometimes it can take months for those blood clots, sometimes even a year, like my niece, for that to dissipate. And so just keep her in your prayers. And anybody else this morning? Oh, my gosh. Yes. Go ahead, Chris. Yes, she does. We want to pray for Emily this morning and asking for God's miracle touch there this morning. And then there was a couple others. Yeah, Karen. Who is that? Okay. So we want to pray for Shelley for regarding this stroke and the after effects of that. Wow, lots of prayer needs. I saw a couple others. Yeah.
Richard Walker, not well.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely want to keep Richard in our prayers. Hopefully we'll know. He told me he's seeing two or three doctors in this month. I think one of them's maybe the beginning of October, but yeah. So to find out what's going on.
I just want to have the joy that George is in here with us. For her.
Yes, thank you for sharing that.
And then Jean had a stress test, so prayers for her test to come back with.
Okay. All right. Okay, any others? Sorry, yes. Yeah, and we're glad that you're doing well, and they got you ticking on time now. So, yes. And then we want to continue lifting up Ellie, even though she's gotten relief, but it's still bothering her in her back there. Betty is home now, and we want to keep her in our prayers, and also for Mike as he is in Manor, Pickwa Manor, yeah, in the Manor. And So lots of needs today, lots of names. Please, if you get a chance, those names that come to your mind while she plays, lift them up, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, we are just so grateful for your kindness and your goodness in our lives. We're thankful for your grace that just is so overwhelming at times that it sustains us through difficult times, difficult ways that we may be facing. And Lord, I'm thinking about all of these that have been mentioned, so many this morning, Lord, that are facing difficult times, difficult ways. And some of them really need your miracle touch today. We pray and lift up Emily today, this young mother that's pregnant and is battling COVID on the vent. God, we just ask for your miracle intervention there, Lord, to awaken her and bring her forth, Lord, and begin to turn that around. Continue to give the doctors wisdom right now, Lord. And we lift her up. We lift up Shelly, Lord, with these after effects of the stroke, Lord. We lift up Cameron, Lord, with this right arm and this left leg, God, that you will just do a work there. We lift up Elaine to you that's been battling this for going on 3 weeks now, Lord, that you will just touch her and be with her, Lord. We lift up a Carol to you that's battling this blood clot, Lord. We lift up Keith, Lord, regarding this transplant, Lord, that you will just make a way there and bring that about, Lord. We lift up Greg Baker, Lord, that's been battling this high blood pressure so bad, and it's been affecting being able to have surgery and to be able to take care of what needs to be done. Lord, we just pray for your healing touch for him, for Linda, for these MRI results, Lord. Lord, we lift up Chelsea, Lord, who is battling high blood pressure in the midst of her pregnancy, Lord. We just ask for your healing touch there. We pray for Jean, Lord. We're just asking for a good report. We lift up Richard to you and asking for your healing touch, but also wisdom for the doctors as he goes and sees them here soon, Lord. And Lord, I feel like I'm missing another name for some reason, and I just lift that person up to you, those people, Lord, right now, and asking for your touch. We continue to lift up Ellie. We continue to lift up Betty. We continue to lift up Mike, Lord, asking for your healing touch, your grace and their lives right now, that they need that. Lord, we lift up the Milby family, Lord. We lift up the Anderson family right now, the Young family, Lord, the Lamb family. Lord, we're just asking for your grace and for your peace and for your comfort for those families right now that just need you in a special way during this time of the loss. And Lord, we just continue to pray for our community of faith here at our church, Lord, that you'll just continue to watch over them and keep them, Lord, in your care. We continue to lift up our first responders, all of our medical personnel, the doctors and nurses and all of those working in these conditions, Lord, and situations across our nation and around the world. We continue to pray for your healing touch for just so many, some that are battling COVID right now, Lord, and we just pray for your healing grace for each one of them. Continue to give our local leaders and our state leaders and our national leaders wisdom and guidance through all of this, and our hospital directors and all of those through all of this right now. And we're thankful for that. And Lord, we just ask then for your blessing upon the rest of our service, Lord, as we are going to prepare here soon to break the bread of your word. May you speak to our hearts and encourage us, and let faith fill us, Lord, as we realize that you are the one that is watching over us, but you also call us to be wise people in the midst of all of that. And we're grateful and thankful today as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Well, this morning we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving, and we thank you so much for your faithfulness, and we know that God is the one that makes a way and provides for our lives. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Join together there for our prayer of dedication. God of abundant love, bless this offering and guide its use, that we may partner with you in bringing faith, hope, and love to our world. Amen. And you may be seated. Our scripture reading today is coming from Psalm 125 this morning. Psalm 125, this is our lectionary psalm. There's two lectionary psalms that I could have chosen from, but this one I never have preached on before. And so I decided to tackle this one, especially because of the first couple verses there in this psalm. So let's read it there together. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. They will always be secure. They will last forever. Like the mountains around Jerusalem, the Lord is around his people, both now and forever. Evil people will not always rule the land the Lord gave to those who do right. If they did, those who do right might do what is evil. Lord, do good to those who are good. Do good to those whose hearts are honest. But the Lord will drive out those who have taken crooked paths. He will drive them out with those who do evil. This is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. This is not really a joke, but I still kind of found it funny. I'll see how we respond to it. Two patients limp into two different medical clinics with the same complaint. Both have trouble walking and appear to require a hip replacement. The first patient is examined within the hour, is x-rayed the same day, and has the time booked for surgery the following week. The second sees his family doctor after waiting 3 weeks for an appointment, then waits 8 weeks to see a specialist, then gets an x-ray, which isn't reviewed for another week, and finally has his surgery scheduled 6 months from then. Why the different patients? The first is a golden retriever, and the second is a human being. Yeah, it's kind of sad, isn't it? But it is true. I want to talk to you this morning about surrounded. Surrounded. Michael W. Smith has a song out. I don't know if you've ever heard it. It's very beautiful. It's talking about how we are surrounded by God's angels. But let me ask you a question. How many of you have ever been to a circus? Yeah, we've got some people there. I remember I was probably about Chase's age, and I went to a small circus in Botkins, Ohio, the big town of Botkins, Ohio. Years later, I remember I took my daughters to a circus in Boardman, Ohio, that was going on. And then just a few years ago, and probably it was before COVID, so it had to be 18 or 19, someone there. We took Chase down to a circus at UD Arena. I believe it was one that was sponsored by the Shriners, if I remember right. And I've always been fascinated when I go to the circus by a lot of things, but I've always been fascinated by the trapeze artists and the tightrope walkers. Now, most of the time, these artists perform with a safety net below them. And I don't know if I've ever been to a circus where they didn't have a safety net. But here's something I want you to hear. It doesn't mean that these tightrope walkers and trapeze artists are so overcome by fear that they want a safety net. And it doesn't mean that they are probably not the good ones because they have that safety net. I think what it does mean is they are both talented and wise. Wise. There's a story in the Gospels about Jesus' temptation in the wilderness. And it's very interesting that one of the temptations that the devil comes and does to Jesus is the devil says, Jesus, go ahead and throw yourself off the top of a temple and you don't have to worry because God's angels will come and take care of you. And Jesus responds and says, no, do not tempt the Lord your God. And I find that very interesting. So there's a balance between God watching over us and surrounding us and us being wise and taking precautions in life. And I think that's just something we need to hear with everything that's going on in our world right now and what we're facing. And our reading for Psalm 125 offers a similar perspective. Even though we face the tightrope walk of life, we do so with the safety net of God's love and care undergirding us. Now, that doesn't mean that our lives will be perfect, that we will never face trouble, trials, or turbulence in life. Instead, the psalmist offers some confidence and faith about some things this morning that I want us to hear. And I'm going to put all of this in perspective as we go through it here this morning. So two things I want to that the psalmist seems to be confident about. First of all, the psalmist says that, we are surrounded by God's presence. We are surrounded by God's presence. And we can simply just say that God encircles God's people, like I was sharing with the kids. Now, I'm going to give you a little perspective of what's happening here. Have you ever looked out the windows or sat out on your back porch or front porch in the evening and just saw a beautiful sunset? One of the things that's nice about Facebook is when people take pictures of those kind of things and then put them on there and you get to see how beautiful a sunset, especially some of my friends that live out on the farm countries and stuff like that. Some of the sunsets are just beautiful with the pinks and yellows and blues and the mixtures and all of that. Or maybe on a clear night, you like to go stargazing and just look up and see all the stars and you're just amazed by the wonder of creation and the wonder of what God has made. And I think that's a little bit of what's happening in this psalm. Here the psalmist, perhaps a pilgrim in Jerusalem for the Festival of Tabernacles, because Psalm 125 is sometimes read during the Feast of Tabernacles when the ancient Jews celebrated it. And here he is, or she, we don't know, looking out at the hills surrounding the city of Jerusalem. And all of a sudden likens it and says, just like that is the way God surrounds us. What a beautiful picture, isn't it? That God is the one that surrounds us and watches over us and all that's going on in life. And he goes on and pushes it a little step further there. He says this, that those who trust in the Lord are likened to the stability of Mount Zion. Are likened to the stability of Mount Zion. Another question for you. Have you ever walked through a creek or pond, and then when you came out, you had leeches on your legs? They were just clinging to, I see some head shaking going on. Yeah. You just pull them off. I remember when my daughters were little and got them, and I said, don't freak out, just pull them off. Sometimes they are a little hard to pull off. The reason I ask you that is because the Hebrew word that's used here in this passage for to trust in the Lord means to cling to. Cling to, attach oneself to. We are attaching ourselves to the Lord. It's like the story in Genesis where Jacob wrestled with God and Jacob said, Well, it's probably the angel of the Lord, I think, is when in the story there. And the angel says, let go. And Jacob says, I am not going to let you go until you bless me. And that conveys this sense of confidence that when we trust in the Lord, we cling to God and attach ourselves to God. And what is that compared to? Jerusalem being built on Mount Zion, which was surrounded by higher other mountains. It was also the location of the temple. It was right there. Guess what the temple was? It was the place where God dwelt. The place where God dwelt. Clinging to the Lord is this. See if you can grab a hold of this picture. Clinging to the Lord is like standing on solid ground with God's presence surrounding you. It's like the song we used to sing as a kid about which house are we, where are we going to build our house? Are we going to build it on the rock? Or are we going to build it on the sand? I can't even remember how that goes. Yes, yes, yes. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man, yeah. So that's the picture here of what's going on. It's like building our house upon the rock. We sing that song sometimes, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. You might be saying, though, right now, Jason, I don't feel so strong and secure right now. I'm feeling shaky. Eugene Peterson, in his little commentary on this psalm, sums it up well. He was a pastor for years, and then he taught at one of the training schools in Canada. He says this, the person of faith is described in this psalm as one who cannot be moved and who abides forever. I love Eugene's words here. Oh, by the way, Eugene is the one that translated and gave us the Message Bible, if you didn't know that, the paraphrase. He says this, but I am moved. I'm full of faith one day and empty with doubt the next. I wake up one day full of vitality, rejoicing, then the next day I'm gray and negative and moody. I can be moved by almost anything. Sadness, joy, success, failure. I'm a thermostat. I go up and down with the weather. So right away, he goes on to say, we might be tempted to think that we don't have the perspective of the psalmist. But Peterson goes on to remind us exactly who God's people are or were singing that song. Israel was up one day and down the next. One day they were marching in triumph through the Red Sea, singing songs of victory. And the next day they were grumbling in the desert, longing to go back to Egypt for steak and potatoes. One day they were marching around Jericho, blowing trumpets, and the next day they were plunging into false worship at a Canaanite shrine. One day, a disciple of Jesus's was with Jesus in the upper room, listening to his teachings and receiving his love. The next day, he is stomping around, cursing in the courtyard, denying he ever knew him. But all the time, and this is what Peterson wraps up and says, and this is what stuck with me when I read what he said. But all this time, as we read about God's people, one thing remained true. They were always God's people. So this brings me to my next point. Relax. We belong to God. Sometimes we tear ourselves down so easily when we're not living up to the faith like we think we should. We're having a bad day. Things are not going right. We're hollering, we're yelling, we're cussing, or whatever it may involve, and nothing seems to be going right. And in the midst of this, the psalmist speaks peace into the midst of this. Peace to Israel. Peace to us. The psalmist speaks peace because God is steadfast and relentlessly gracious. You know, we all know when we're faithful, and we know when we're unfaithful. The Hebrews knew that. They knew what when those times too. Yet they sang songs anyways, year after year, knowing they were the people of God because God is faithful and brings peace. And here's the thing I want you to see as I close this out here this morning. Our identity as God's people is rooted in God's character, not in our performance. Eugene Peterson again sums it up good. All persons of faith that I know are sinners, doubters, and performers. Yet, he goes on to say, we are secure not because we are sure of ourselves, but because we cling to the God who is sure of us and does good. I have found this to be true in my life so many times. I beat myself up when I'm having a bad day and I'm not joyous and I don't feel like doing what God wants me to do. And yet God is still gracious and good to me in the midst of all that and extends grace. I have found that God is with me when I'm walking the tightrope of life, barely hanging on at times. And I'm sure you feel the same way. God has been there with us in the thick of things. God's love and care has been that safety net that's undergirding us in all of life. All of this reminds me that God indeed does surround us. And we belong to God. Surrounded. Amen. Amen. Well, this morning, you can take a few seconds there and say hi to a few people. And then we'll close out with our little chorus this morning. Oh, the glory of your presence. Let's join together this morning and sing our chorus, Oh the Glory. We'll sing it through twice this morning. Oh the glory of your presence, we your temple give. So arise.
Let's join together for our benediction. Arise and go forth, O servants of the Lord. And now may the power of our Creator, Redeemer, and Comforter sustain us all our days. Amen.